So I'm going to talk about a specific activity of the Framework Convention Alliance, which is the FCA-FCTC Monitor Project. So as Laurent mentioned, he gave quite a bit of overview about the FCTC Treaty. As you know, it's the first international legal instrument designed to promote national action and global cooperation to counter the worldwide spread of the tobacco epidemic. Currently, there's 151 countries that have ratified the treaty, representing approximately 80% of the world's population. So, of course, this is a document that, if implemented properly, has the potential to be making quite a bit of difference in saving people's lives. So I'm going to draw your attention to two specific places in the FCTC text that set the stage for the Monitor Project. And the first is in the preamble of the FCTC text, which emphasizes the special contribution of non-governmental organizations and other members of civil society in tobacco control efforts. And also Article 21 of the treaty, which Laurent mentioned, reporting and exchange of information, which requires that each country must report at specific periodic intervals how the implementation of the treaty is going in their country. So a decision was made at the first session of the Conference of the Parties, where parties agree to a graduated reporting system under which they're required to report on some FCTC articles 2 years after the FCTC enters into force, and other articles after 5 years, and others still after 8 years. And parties agreed that their objective in reporting was to enable parties to learn from each other's experience in implementation, but not to develop a checklist in implementation. So therefore, civil society has both the responsibility and the ability to be conducting a shadow reporting process that reports on whether or not governments are fulfilling their legal obligations under the FCTC. And that was the idea behind the FCA-FCTC Monitor Project. And this is a sample page from the data collection system, which was developed in partnership with the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. So the Monitor Data Collection System is an online, interactive data collection system where representatives from NGO and civil society organizations have the ability to enter in information about how the FCTC implementation process is happening on the ground within their own countries. So this is how the process works. The FCA has partners with NGOs and civil society representatives in different countries around the world. Each data collector for the country receives a specific username and password that allows him or her to log into the system. They're asked specific standardized questions about how the implementation process is going in their country. They enter in the data and the sources of information that they use to answer the questions. Now, all this information is collected in this online database. And myself, the project manager, as well as a team from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, go over the data to be doing a review and an analysis of the data. During a data review process, we're looking for consistency in how the response has been recorded. We're looking for any evidence that a data collector may have misunderstood a question, and we're looking for areas where a question may not have been answered completely. So in the first phase of the process, we're going back to data collectors and asking them for clarification or clearing up any problems that may have occurred along the way. The next stage is that the analyzed data is then sent to experts in tobacco control in different areas of tobacco control, who act as the authors for the data for the monitor report. And so each author receives a compiled package of information on what has been reported in the different countries around the world on a specific topic. The chapter authors draft their chapter on a specific topic, and the draft chapters then go back to the data collectors for a final review to make sure that the data has been represented in a way that's both appropriate and accurate. And finally, all of these chapters are compiled together to produce the FCA-FCTC monitor report. So as I mentioned, data collection is conducted where possible by non-governmental organizations with one key person identified as a main contact, but often depending on the country, there's numerous non-governmental organizations that are working together as a coalition or as a team to be responding to the questions. And a stipend is given to organizations in low and middle income countries. For the first edition of the Monitor Report, which was released just this past summer, we aimed to get data collection happening in the first 41 countries to ratify the treaty. And we were successful in having 27 countries participate. So the entire list is, of course, of the first 41 countries to ratify the treaty. The countries in blue text are the ones where we had civil society data collectors collecting and entering the data for the Monitor Project. The sorts of topics that are included in the Monitor are quite broad. There's a wide variety of different topics that are covered. We first ask for background information on the data collecting organization or coalition, as well as an overview of what's happening in the country. So that includes things like what have been the main achievements and also main barriers in tobacco control in your country, what has been the role of civil society, what are some of the problems with tobacco industry interference. We then ask specific questions about key FCTC obligations, such as the articles listed there, which include price and tax, protection from exposure to tobacco smoke, packaging and labeling, several of the key issues that are outlined in the treaty. We also ask data collectors to upload additional documents to supplement the responses they've given. So these could be copies of the legislative documents that are in their country, photographs taken of advertising that is still happening in their country, examples of civil society activities that have occurred, all kinds of different information that can be used to supplement the specific answers that they've already given earlier in the questionnaire. And finally, the data collection instrument goes beyond the numbers. So in addition to multiple choice and numeric data that's collected from all the data collectors, we also ask open-ended questions, where data collectors are asked to provide a description of what's been happening in their own words. So I just wanted to go through quickly a brief example of some of the types of questions that are in the monitor. So these are some examples that are questions that are related to Article 16, which is sales of tobacco to and by minors. So an example of a question, the first question is quite simply, are sales of tobacco products to persons under 18 years of age prohibited, including all the methods listed here, in the country that you're reporting on? So an example of an answer might be no. In this specific country, sales and gifts of cigarettes are prohibited to persons under age 16 years, not 18 years, under this particular act. Cigarettes are not sold on store shelves or vending machines, so these are not an issue. Internet sales are difficult to purchase, difficult to trace, and purchasing via internet requires a credit card, and most persons under 16 years old do not have one. So this is an example where the data collector would have checked off no because it did not meet the minimum FCTC requirements, but they are given an open-ended opportunity to describe in a qualitative way what's happening in their country. A second example of a question, what is the level of enforcement for violations of bans on sales to persons under 18 years of age in country X? A data collector might check off unable to determine if a law has newly been enforced, and so therefore enforcement is just beginning and it's still too soon to tell. And a third example, has country X banned the manufacture and sale of tobacco-related sweet snacks or toys? Here's an example again where a data collector might check off no because there is an agreement, but it's a voluntary agreement with the tobacco industry and has not been introduced through legislative measures. So I wanted to show this, the copy of the first edition of the 2007 pilot FCA-FCTC monitor report. It's available online for a free download at this website here. And this was the first report released just this past summer at the second session of the Conference of the Parties. As I mentioned, we had 27 countries participating in this report, which is great. Next year we're hoping to have a greater number of countries involved. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about the contents of the report because I know that Anna is going to be reporting on that. I am just going to show you some samples of what kind of the inside pages look like. There's the ability within the report, because we had 27 countries participating, to be comparing the countries on particular measures. So at a glance, you can take a look at a table and see how different countries are doing with respect to, for example, the size of a health warning on cigarette packages. We can also be doing regional comparisons, so this table breaks down countries by which of the regions they're reporting from, and so we can see across regions how different countries are doing. In addition to the written text, there are graphs to show visually what the situation is. This is a graph that's showing the number of rotated warnings on cigarette packages by country. And we have picture representations to compare what's happening in terms of what health warnings look like on cigarette packages in different countries around the world. And in addition to the main written text of each of the chapters, we have some highlights and quotes that show either very positive examples or very negative examples of what's been happening in tobacco control implementation in countries around the world. So just some broad conclusions. We found through this first report of the monitor that the descriptive data as well as the numeric data together are contributing to a detailed understanding of the FCTC implementation. We also saw that successes in FCTC implementation were occurring alongside challenges and barriers. There were some countries that were doing very well and some countries that were not doing as well, but each country was experiencing its own challenges and its own barriers happening concurrently with the same successes that were happening. And third, just as a concluding point, this is just the beginning of the Monitor project. I mentioned that last year we had 27 countries participate. We're looking ahead to next year, hoping to include more countries and still develop an even more detailed and better understanding of how tobacco control legislation is being implemented in countries around the world. And so I'll just end with my contact information and then turn things over to Anna.